wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name? Is my mind playing games? I feel like it's a movie where I keep dreaming. So where I keep... 各位亲爱的朋友们，非常高兴您如约守候早间课堂，我是 Julian。上回我留给了大家一个悬念，今天要和大家一起来分享一个会让人望文生义的语 Make an offer of marriage， 意思相同的说法究竟是什么呢？我们先来听下面的两个句子。
He has been trying for weeks to pluck up the courage to pop the question to her.Mary has been waiting months for Bob to pop the question, but up to now, he hasn't.
在我们刚才听到的两个例句中，我们都可以听到同一个词语 pop the question, pop the question. 这是一条动词性习惯用语。习语中的 pop, it's spelled P-O-P, pop.注意动词是发出短促清脆的爆破声的意思。Question is spelled Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N. Question 是指问题疑问。Pop the question 字面意思就是蹦出个疑问，引申为 make a proposal of marriage 的意思，意思是提出结婚以及求婚。要表述向某人求婚，在短语的后面加上介词 to 即可，即Pop the question to somebody. 使用这个习语时，注意它适合用于口语中，是非正式书面用语。此外 ,question 虽然是可数名词，我们可以加定冠词或者是不定冠词或者是物主代词，但是在这里只能够用定冠词的，不能用其他的冠词或者是物主代词，因为这是一个习语，有的习语是不能用语法来衡量的。再者Pop the question 中的 question 指代婚姻 marriage 当然要用的。我们再来看四个例句。
Betty set a cap at Jack for many years, and in the end she gets him to pop the question.Betty set the cap at Jack for many years, and in the end, she gets him to pop the question.
Betty 追求 Jack 很多年了，她终于使 Jack 开口向她求婚了。要表述追求某人，句中用到的是这一个习语 ,set one's cap at somebody. Set one's cap at somebody. 我们再来看两个例子。
As soon as she came to work here, she set a cap at the young man in the office. As soon as she came to work here, she set a cap at the young man in the office.
她一来到这里工作，就追求办公室里的这个年轻人。
She'll set a cap at you, I dare say. She'll set a cap at you, I dare say.
我敢说他是看上你了。
Actually, I care for her, so I think I'm going to pop the question to her. Actually, I care for her, so I think I'm going to pop the question to her.
我确实很喜欢她，所以我将要向她求婚。我们要表述喜欢，首先会想到两个很典型的单词。Like, love, 但是这个句中用到的是这个短语 care for. 我们再来看两个例子。
I'm wondering what do we care for us all to go there?
我不知道他是否喜欢我们到那里。
I don't care for these new fashioned ideas. I don't care for these new fashioned ideas.
我不喜欢这个新鲜玩意。
John, supposed to be so cold and so ambitious, formally made the question to Miss Bell. John, supposed to be so cold and so ambitious, formally made the question to Miss Bell.
给大家认为冷淡且野心勃勃的 John 最后向 Belle 小姐正式求婚了。
She's popped the question to him in her rhymes. She's popped the question to him in her rhymes.
她已经在诗行中流露出向他求婚之意了。现在我们知道了我们最初听到的两个例句中的关键词语 pop the question 的意思。最后我们就回到他们之中来看看他们的意思。
He has been trying for weeks to pluck up the courage to pop the question to her.
这句话是说，几个星期以来，他一直鼓起勇气向她求婚。表述鼓起勇气、振作精神，句中用到的是这一个短语。Pluck up, pluck up. 我们再来看两个例子。
He can't pluck up the courage to leave home. He can't pluck up the courage to leave home.
他鼓不起离开家的勇气。
He couldn't pluck up enough courage to ask him to go out with him.
他不能鼓起足够的勇气请他一起外出。
Mary has been waiting months for Bob to pop the question, but up to now he hasn't.
这句话是说 ,Mary 一直等 Bob 来向她求婚,但是等了好几个月还没有等到 Bob 开口。表述迄今,直到现在,句中用到的是一个副词加一个介词再加一个名词 ,up to now, up to now.
For an example,Her life has run smoothly up to now. Her life has run smoothly up to now.
她的生活到目前仍然一帆风顺。好，各位亲爱的朋友们，我们今天的这招说 marriage, pop the question, 意思是求婚。Pop the question to somebody, 意思是向某人求婚。那么在今天的学习小节目结束之前，我们一起来欣赏一首经典的英文歌曲 It's named Trouble is a friend Trouble is a friend Enjoy it